It is Friday, October the 20th, 2017. This is a special commissioner's court, second floor, county courtroom. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is an open meeting. At this time, I will take any public comments. I'm sorry, roll call. Let's start with precinct one.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct three.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct four.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office on both ends, and also the County Clerk's Office. One more time, let us begin with public comments. Any public comments at this time? Okay. Let us move along with agenda, line item two, bills and claims.
All right, y'all, so those in front of you. I'll bring your attention to page number two. You see we have a bill to Granger, which is the metal detector that y'all have downstairs. That was bought with Cordell Security Monies. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. The cost is $4,719.89. Total bills on this meeting, over the last page. General Fund, $13,731.03. Road and Bridge, $4,261.93. And the other funds, a total of $23,336.10 for all funds. I also wanted to address, I talked to the judge, or had Rodney talk to the judge. I'm going to talk to the judge or talk to her secretary. She had a bill for a stir sticks for coffee, and that's something that we don't do in the county. Before I was here,
what was that on the
stir sticks for coffee? Mm-hmm. We asked her to reimburse it out of her personal pocket, since that's not an expense that is incurred by the county. No longer after I got here in 2014. Before that, they were buying coffee and everything, coffee cups and sticks and everything, and that's just something that's not an acceptable claim, I believe, appeal, and so we have not done that. So I'm asking her to reimburse that with her own personal money. She stated that she wanted some type of statute. The statute that tells you in 113.064, the local government code, mm-hmm. I'll do copy of it. It says a claim, this is for the auditors, a claim, a bill, or an account may not be allowed or paid until it has been examined or approved by the auditor. I do not approve the stir sticks. Based on that, often that I believe that stir sticks for coffee is a personal thing for yourself. My question to you would be then, who buys the coffee?
I do.
Who buys the creamer?
I do.
Who buys the sugar?
I do.
So why do you want to get reimbursed for the stir sticks? I don't
understand. Well, because it's not something that I use. It's used for the public for sanitary reasons, for safety precautions. What about the district judge's office? Don't they buy that? With the, yes, also the district attorney's office also buys stir sticks. I don't know if they buy coffee with are you
not
sure?
Not to my knowledge, Judge.
Can you check?
I can check. Sir.
Okay. All right.
I just don't. So I ran some instances with like county extension office, they wanted to buy coffee, said no. We personally, our office, we will buy our own coffee, probably buy our cups, buy our stir sticks. And I think that's how it is because it's not a public, it's more personal than public-wise. Not everybody brings coffee.
Well, actually, there's people that come into my office.
Yes.
But if the other offices, such as the district judge and the district attorney's office.
I'll verify that.
Verify that and then get back with me.
No problem.
All right.
Just want to make sure that, but I will not. I know that I do allow, on the election. Now, Ana Maria buys coffee for all those ladies, guys, I think it's all ladies, that work the election. for the 12 hours. Just for that 12 hours, she buys it out of her pocket, I'll reimburse her. Because they can't get out, they can't get coffee, they can't do nothing, they have to stay there in the facility. That's the only thing I buy coffee for, I'll tell you right now. So my, I didn't understand if you're buying all the stuff for the coffee, why wouldn't you just buy the stir sticks? I just
well, because they're spoons, and, you know, one will stir their coffee with the same spoon, and then the other one, someone else will come in with the same spoon, and so on and so forth. So this way, each one has their own stir stick. I personally don't use it because what I do is I put the sweet and low in the coffee cup, and then I pour the coffee. So I don't even stir my coffee, so it's not for personal use. Yeah. But get back with me. Find out if they pay it, and if they don't, if they do, then I need a reason. Why are they doing it? And there's a question of mine.
Sure.
Okay?
I don't mind that.
Great.
That's all for the bills.
Anything else?
No.
Mm-mm. Do you have a motion to approve?
Mayor.
Motion by Martina. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item 3. Discuss, consider an act on adding Tuesday, December 26, 2017 to the 2017 holiday schedule. And I believe that we have said no to that, but you want to give them the 26th?
Yes, I want to add the Tuesday, December the 26th for 2017, the holiday of Christmas.
Okay, any questions on that? Everyone else in agreement?
Because I know they have one day for Christmas and they were going to be turned back to work on the 26th, but I decided to put in the agenda, see if the commission would add another day for the employees of the county to be off on the 26th.
All right. Any
December.
Questions? All right. We're in agreement. Do I have a motion to approve?
Why, okay.
Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4. Discuss, consider an act on a Precinct 3 part-time employee. This is submitted by Commissioner Olivares.
Okay. This is pertaining to the cutting of the hours for the Precinct 3 part-time employee out of Encino. He was brought up to 28 hours and now he's being cut down to 10. I don't feel that's right. That's discriminating against one part-timer. If one part-timer is going to be cut, I feel all part-timers should be cut. So I feel that he should continue to work his 28 hours. The only thing Encino gets is the one part-timer over there. Other than that, all the county employees are here. So he does his job. He's been doing it for a while. So I don't feel that it's right or fair for him to be cut down to 10 hours.
Who cut him down to 10 hours? How did that happen?
As far as I understand, Commissioner Martinez informed our foreman, Mr. Guerra, that Mr. Barriad would be cut to 10 hours. And I was informed of this on Saturday. This happened on last Friday, a week ago today.
Okay, so Saturday would have been
the 14th.
The 14th, okay. All right, Mr. Martinez, do you have anything to say?
I don't have any problem with your employee working the 28 hours. Because whatever temporary help we have there is for all four commissioners, because it is a road and bridge budget, and is shared, we use it amongst all four commissioners, but when we worked on the budget, we asked the auditor if he would put in a part-time clerk for the road and bridge department to help, because we don't have a floater anymore, so when Lupita's out or for days, there's nobody there. So that was the reason, but we went back to the foreman and we told him that for you to go ahead and use that money, and we don't have a problem with that because, like I said, road and bridge budget is for all four commissioners because we're on the unified system. So there's no problem. I spoke to David and I asked him, now it's up to David what he wants to do because he is the foreman.
Mr. Villarreal, actually, there was two Mr. Villarreal that were working over there in Encino way before I was here. When Ruben was here, and they were both at 20 hours apiece. Things have been changing here at the Road and Bridge. It's changing for the better. I had a whole week to think about this, and I felt it was wrong too. But if he's going to work the 28 hours, I believe it's better for him to be here because it's a safety issue. He's going to be over there by himself. I don't want him to leave. I want him to work, but the thing is, he's going to have to come over here and check in with the Road and Bridge, and if we can send him back over there, because I have another employee out of Encino. He hasn't come into work right now because he's under doctor's care. If we do this for this one employee, he's going to want to do it. He's not going to want to come.
But that employee that will be returning when he's released, is he a full-time employee?
Yep.
Okay, there's a difference.
Yeah.
The purpose behind having Mr. Villarreal in Encino is to serve the Encino area.
Again, I had a week to think about this, and I got his stuff down. I can't be over there every day to check on him. We're not going to have anybody supervising him constantly every day. You said you would do it, but I know you can't be there 24 hours.
He's not going to work 24 hours.
Well, no, you can't be there every day. You know what I mean? The safety issue, he's by himself. Something happens to him. Nobody's around. What happens if he gets bit by a snake or something like that? He needs to be with a partner. I never send anybody out by themselves. And then again, that other employee. To me, I mean, it's hard for me to do this, but I have to because I'm responsible.
What's the difference between safety at 10 hours and safety at 28?
That's what I'm saying. As long as he's going to work for the Road and Bridge, he's going to have to come over here. It had been done all the time. They were always over there. They wouldn't come this way. But things are changing, and I find it that it's not right.
Okay, but what I'm saying, he was at 10 hours unsupervised.
Yeah, I had a week to think about it.
Okay. Unsupervised for how many years, Mr. Villarreal? 6 years? For 6 years, Mr. Villarreal has been unsupervised at 10 hours a day.
A week.
Then all of a sudden, you increase his hours. Now it's a safety issue.
For 28 hours?
At any second of the day, something can happen.
Okay, well, we're trying to change it. Now it's a safety issue.
Okay.
If something happens to him, it's on me. And I have to think about that.
Who signs his timesheets?
I do.
You do?
Okay.
How many times has he been to a safety meeting over here with you?
None. Well, that's where we're going to start. All this has been done forever. I mean, nobody's ever changed anything, so might as well change it now.
And you could use him at the Road and Bridge?
Yes, ma'am.
You would put him to work along with
ma'am.
The crew?
But, of course, it's up to you.
Mr. Villarreal, may I ask you a question? How many, 10 hours a week, what days were you working? And how many hours? Okay, like, give me an example. The last time that you worked 10 hours, what days did you work? Monday and Tuesday.
Can he?
Come up here so we can get a better understanding of all, of everything.
All right, I started a while back with Carlos when Raul was the judge. I started with 20 hours, and I did all the Encino, and Mario did La Mesa. Then when all this problem with our budget happened, they laid me off. But then Carlos asked me to come back with 10 hours to do, and I said, that's fine with me. Of course, I cut some of the stuff that I used to do before. I cut it and just did the roads. And then... I didn't ask for more hours. That's not nothing to do with me. Just all of a sudden they said, well, you need to do like the rest of the part-time workers. And
okay.
I said, well, that's fine. You know, it doesn't make any difference to me. I can always find things to do. I added the park and I messed up, so I had to go clean that park and other things that I do. But then they said, well, you're going to go back to 10. So I'm a very old person. Okay, I'm an old person, and I don't like to be juggled, okay? If it's going to be one thing, it's going to be one thing. If it's not going to be anything, that's fine with me, okay? It's not for me to do that. It's more than anything else, I'm not going to tell you that the money is not comes in handy, okay? But more than anything else, I need to be in Encino so I can be sure that those roads are clean. Because when I started cleaning the roads, there was tires all over the place. I went to La Mesa and I picked up about 100 tires that they had dumped on one of the roads. And every week I would bring tires to the Golden Bridge over here when they had the truck over there. So I cleaned up and I kind of worked with the people, and they're very respectful now. The roads are not as dirty as they used to be. The America, like 100 times better. I don't know if you've ever been to Encino, but we get people from out of town and they say, how come your roads are so clean? I say, well, it's because even on Sunday, if I see something that's too obvious, I stop and pick it up. Because it's Encino. Now, the moment of Alcurrias, it defeats the whole purpose of the thing, you know. We're Encino, we've been messed with. We were messed with the school and everything else. And so I just don't see myself coming all the way over here, driving all the way over here to do work over here. Though I did offer Mr. If nothing else, but I have second thoughts about that. I think that if it's Encino, and if I work in Encino, and I don't know what this supervision thing is, I would like to know the difference between why your supervision is it for me to be safe, or is it for me to be working? Because if it's for me to be working, I'm working, okay? I can tell you of my school days when at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was mopping the cafeteria because the principal would not allow a janitor to do it. So I do it. So if I'm going to do a job, I'm going to do a job. And I'm a little bit of a proud person, and Encino is 71 years of being there, you know, you kind of get to like the place, okay? Even though they haven't treated me the best of the thing. But anyway, that's what I do. I keep the roads clean. It started as a health issue because I was trying to lose some weight, and I was walking those roads all day long. And so I told Carlos, I'm walking them. They're dirty. Let me pick up the trash. And it serves a double purpose. Well, I've got over my health issue. I've never bothered anybody with anything having to do with and when I'm out, I wear my snake boots. So, and I've lived in Encino for 71 years, so I know the area. I know where and you know. So, but like I said, it's up to you all. I don't want to be jerked around. Okay, that's just one thing I don't want to be. I don't want to come to Alcurrias either. I want to stay in Encino where I can keep a close watch on Encino and make sure they don't abuse it.
We have two commissioners in the commissioner's court, on the commissioner's court, that supervise other employees. Ms. Garza, you supervise how many?
We don't supervise.
You supervise. Who do you sign off timesheets on?
Bobby.
Okay, you supervise them, right? Because nobody else
and
does.
And Anna,
okay.
But
who do you supervise?
But not Road and Bridge, because
everyone.
No, not everyone. You have people that come to you for signature or timesheets.
I supervise everyone. I help Ms. Garza. Under my watch is Beto and Angie. Of course, Angie reports to you as well. And there's one more that I'm. Can't think of. I know it's one more that I haven't done. Oh, Alan, Mr. Hernandez.
And supervise them, right? You make sure that what they're saying.
I'm very active, Judge. I'm very active. Every morning.
Your job is to ensure that they are working the hours, correct?
Of course. Okay. And they're in town.
Although you don't supervise per se, the Road and Bridge individuals, like you don't sign off on their timesheets, Mr. Guerra does.
He's in charge.
Why would there be a problem, Mr. Olivares supervise Mr. Villarreal over there in Encino, because that is his precinct. I know he goes over there once, twice a week, as needed. If he's needed over there, he goes more than once. I don't understand the big difference. I think that If you're going to put him part-time, he should be included in your safety meetings. Absolutely. If we're talking about safety, include him in safety meetings. Yes. You can do conference call with him. There's a place over there in Encino. There's many things you can arrange before we say, hey, you can't work 28 hours. That's just my opinion.
Mr. Girl. What is your recommendation, sir?
Well, like I said, it's kind of hard for me to be out there every day because I have 16 other guys that I have to be on top of, me and my assistant. There is no way I can be out there every day to, you know, check on work and stuff like that. It's up to, if y'all...
Don't say that to us. I'm asking you. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Well, that's my recommendation.
That's your recommendation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's up to... Not to give him... Not
no,
to
he
let
can
him,
have
no.
the 28 hours.
No, not to let him work. Not, wait, he can have 28 hours, but he has to come over here.
Yes.
And at 10 hours, he would have to come over here too?
I want to do what's right for the county.
Huh?
What's right for the county.
Okay.
And what's right for the county is for him to come
over. My question to you, at 10 hours, let's say just 10 hours, would he have to come to Brooks County, over here to the Roden Bridge?
Well, he's going to do 10. Why is he going to do 10 hours when we're operating 28?
My question is, if he was at 10 and he's going to be at 10 now, would he have to come to Roden Bridge and report over here?
Why do you make it so difficult?
It's not. It's just yes or no. I'm just trying to, you know, kind of like make you all see different, you know? At 10 hours, would he have to come to Roden Bridge?
He's been working 10 hours. All right.
Wasn't he maintaining the park?
Yeah, the park's no longer going to be there. We still have to go demolish it, but he's been doing a great job doing the roads 10 hours.
But I'm saying, in those 10 hours, you don't think safety's an issue? You don't think
Safety's an issue.
Okay. So my
so
question.
That's why I want him to come to FOW.
So my question to you, at 10 hours, would he have to report
yes.
to? Okay, that's the question I. There's a recommendation.
Real good. So greatest. If it's this that I have to come over here, I'm ready to step down. I'm too old to
absolutely.
I can't change it.
You know, Mr. Villarreal, you were a school teacher, retired many years. You know, your credentials, your caliber is of an individual as a person is way up there. I you know, there is no question that you have been doing what you were asked to do many years ago and now. If I had my way, like you, I don't. I am a strong advocate for anyone that needs help, and Encino does need help. Do we need you over there? Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether it's 10, 15, 20, 28 hours, and if there's a way around, you know, how we can supervise you, and if there's any ideas, you know, that would be a plus for all of us here. The main complaint all the time is, of course, the trash, and people are going to throw trash every single day. And, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. I don't know why now it's an issue. It's now a safety issue. After 6 years, it's become a safety issue. Anything can happen at any time. You travel in your own vehicle also, right? Yes. Your own gas. Yes. Okay.
I check in every morning with Lupita, and I tell her exactly where I'm going to be. I tell her I'm going to be here. Sometimes they use the time sheet. I'm going to be here, so the time sheet will get there, and I sign up. Lupita knows where I'm at all the time. Okay, because I talk to her every morning. That's something I do when I go to work. I talk to her. I tell her I'm going to be here. But like I said, it's not a thing for getting into, you know, a political thing about a tent. Not worth getting into a political issue about this. It's fine with me, and whatever you all decide, that's fine with me, but I'm, like I said, I'm not going to come to town. There's no way that's
okay. Right.
No. I stick around over there, and I do have another job. That's why, you know, I kind of work, I have a job where I serve teachers and I certify them. So, but that's just a very small job, and I do it whenever I have time to go to those places. But if it's where I'm just going to be doing that job, well, so be it. God knows best.
David, how many times do you go to Encino in a week? Once or twice? Every week? Every other week?
So the crew goes to Encino every other week? The crew goes to Encino every other week? How often do they go? Okay, on average, how many times a month do they go to Encino? And that's for brush.
So the guys that you supervise here, you supervise, how many guys do you have? And you supervise all of them? Even the ones that go to Encino? Do you go with him? Do you go with him or somebody else goes with him? I still think there's a way that it can be done. Nothing is impossible.
Well, I think that if it's not gonna happen, then Road and Bridge has to figure out a way to make more time for Encino, because once a month is not going to cut it for Encino. It's a very big area.
He goes around. It's not like he has to go over there or come to the precinct 2. He goes from precinct 1, did it? No, precinct 4, 3, 4, 1, 2, and then Encino. It's just like that, round and round. Whenever they finish, it's not like I'm going to go over here more than over here. It just goes round and round.
So in 30 days, you visit each precinct once?
And when you go to Encino, how many days do you spend over there until you finish?
Okay.
So you were over there for 2 months?
Those 28 hours a week. Okay. It said the days that you are over there, or Mr. Azucar is there, he can work. The days you're not there, he can't work. Then he can make up the 28 hours the following week. It's, let's say he, if y'all are over there 2 days out of the week, that's 16. So there's only a few more hours maybe the following week if you're over there more than 2 or 3 days. He can do the 24 or a little bit more. What does the policy say, 28 hours in a week, or what does it say? Have we changed it?
We went from 24 to 28.
Okay.
In a week. Budget.
In a week or within 2 weeks? A week.
28 a week.
And not por quincena?
No.
I just think there's a...
52 per quincena.
Okay.
One more question. I'm still thinking here. When you say supervised, he calls in every day. That was the understanding, correct? You call in. You call in that I'm on work. I'm working 5 hours a day. The following day, another 5 hours. Or however he did it, right? That doesn't constitute supervision. Or safety. I'm just asking. Just so y'all can think a little bit more. That's it. Commissioner? No, but no, I know. But I'm just saying, why now? Why not? Well, that person from over there is also full time. There's a big difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference. Part-timers are a little bit different. They're under a different status. Commissioner, anything?
Nope. I just feel that Encino's going to go. It's going to get dirty. It's going to look worse. The constituents from over there will be even more upset because they'll be getting even less. So it's... That's all I can say is that, I mean, Encino's just going to get worse, and it's going to get worse.
Absolutely. With 28 hours, he could do a lot more.
You know what I have, just everybody talking about part-time to give Mr. Barrial the 28 hours, but I haven't heard David saying that we're going to do things better for Encino, because he is the county foreman. He runs the operation. I mean, I don't want to sit here and speak on behalf of him, because I want him to take the lead. I want him to be the leader of the road and bridge. But not once have he mentioned, Mr. Delares, I'm gonna try my best to see what I can do for those people. That's what I want to hear. Not coming from us, from him. Because he is the supervisor that runs the road and bridge. I don't know what's going on lately, but, you know, Mr. Barrial, we're not here to hurt you at all, sir. We're here to help you, you know, but things are changing for the best, sir. You know, yeah, and I agree with you. We dropped the ball, the foreman dropped the ball on you 6 years ago when you used to be a part-timer. Because he should have reported over here to the road and bridge. Like I said, sir, I don't want to get into his business. Because we hire him to hire the part-timers and the full-timers and to fire and hire. But here again, as a commissioner, I just want to say, sir, that we're going to fix this for you all, for Encino. If I need to get involved in other commissioners, we're going to do it. Or Mr. Levado, myself, I don't really care. Because we have to serve the people of entire county as a commissioner, as a whole. Even the county judge is responsible for the whole county. But here again, I'm going to sit with David and see what we can do for Encino. No, 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 he's not. I mean, he's not in trouble, sir. But what I'm trying to say is that we're going to work on it, sir.
Let me tell you, this thing didn't happen because of him. It happened because of you. Okay?
So don't okay. Try to all right. So then if you want to bring me, that's fine, sir. Because I'm the only commissioner that I'm very active. So if you feel,
sir.
Sir. Limiters,
no. I've seen you at the
Roden Bridge a lot. Let me say this, sir. The reason I don't go to Encino because you have a commissioner here, sir. That's the reason. Everybody has their own precinct. We are listening to one. We are. We are listening to one.
You're having me come over to Balcones to work. Is that listening? That's not what you want, Commissioner.
No, it's not.
My understanding, sir. No.
Don't mess with me. I know you from
sir,
school, okay?
Sir.
And I saw you glance at him. I don't want you to mess with this man because he said you've got a good man there. You got a
we're not saying that he's not a good man, sir. We're not saying that.
That you've got him over here and winking at him over here so he can say the right thing.
Oh, no. No, sir. No. I've never done that before.
Let's keep it down, sir.
Is there a legal right that I have here? Because if there's a legal right, I always want to get into the school district, which is much bigger, and I won over there because they mess with me because they accuse me of things like that I lie and this and that. And I won over the district. I don't have any problem with it. But this is not what I want to do. I'm too old to be putting up stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I'm too old to be putting this up with men that doesn't want me to work.
Sir, I've never said that, sir. I've never said that about you, sir.
Commissioner, let's let him talk. Commissioner, let's let him talk.
Well, where did it originate? Because he had told me that I was going to work for 20, it wasn't 28, it was 24. And I started working at 24, and then he said, I went to Lima, Sanchez. He said, I have bad news for you. Mr. Martinez said you could not work.
It's so funny that Mr. Garrison was using. It's okay. I mean, I understand that, sir, because I am one of the members of the court. But you know what? Let's make the motion because I don't want to.
It's not a funny situation because when I was on the phone with you, Mr. Martinez, you.
Sir, I don't want to get into that, sir. I make a motion just
in front of Mr. Garrison.
Before we make a motion, Mr. Guerra is not at fault here. Okay.
No.
Oh, hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish. Mr. Guerra is not at fault. You know, he just does what he's told. Perhaps if you let him do his job, because he is a supervisor, he might do a hell of a better job than being supervised by someone that's never done that type of work. You know, you don't know what it's like until you do it. You all sit up here and it's very easy to point fingers and criticize and say they're not doing their job. You don't know that. The man has done his job. Obviously, Mr. Villarreal can hold his own. There has never been a problem with Mr. Villarreal, ever. You know, now all of a sudden, other little things come up. Oh, well, no, we're going to cut him down. You didn't have the authority, Mr. Martinez, Commissioner Martinez. Hold on. Hold on. Then how? Well, you just need to wait. You don't have the authority on your own, only as a commissioner's court. Do you have the authority to say to someone, this is going to happen? As a court, yes. As a sole commissioner, no. Now, if we want to do things right, let's do them right. Let's start from a long time ago and say, all this time we've been doing this wrong. How about let's take it to commissioner's court and really do things right? We've had a lot of little things come up over the last 2.5 years where, oh, we didn't bring it to commissioner's court because we didn't do it in the past. Well, you know, it's good to be informed, and it's good to acknowledge the people that have been doing a good job. You know, we always blame someone else, and someone else. Take responsibility. If that mouth is going to open and it's going to say things that it shouldn't, then don't say it. Wait until we come to court. Let's put our heads together and we can work something out. There wasn't a problem before. Before 10 hours, safety was never an issue. This man is probably, I would, self-sufficient. He doesn't need any supervision. Safety, everyone does. But if we're going to sit here and say, well, he needs to be supervised because of safety. Now, I'm not talking about you. Because of safety now, so does everyone else. Everyone else that is supervised by the other two commissioners that sit here and sign timesheets, how do you know they work those hours? You don't know. You don't know if they signed those, if they work those hours. I'm not talking anything bad about the employees, but if we're going to start with one, we're going to go on to the next one, and so on and so forth. Now, they supervise employees, two commissioners from here. They don't know if they're saying, well, what I'm putting on there is the truth, because you know what? In reality, they don't supervise them. They just sign those timesheets. So for you, sir, you know, I absolutely agree with you. You don't need, you're no supervision. You're an educator. You know what you're doing. And by all means, I don't even think you would ever lie, even if, for no reason.
No one is saying he's lying. I guess I'm the only one that runs the road and bridge. You know, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Before this, thing that they offered me, to be the part-time, full part-time. But I had already experienced it. I went for 5 hours that I experienced that they weren't going to give it to me. That was about that. So, like I'm saying, me getting involved, something like this is not worthy of me.
I
like
understand.
I said, I'm a very old man, and I don't need things like this. The reason I do this job is because I love to do this job. It's kind of it's like I'm teaching with my whole, because I see the fruit of my labor. I see the roads clean. But, this happened to me before because some people would see what I was doing on the road, so they hired me to do cemetery inside. So one rainy day, it was very rainy, and the cemetery was a little bit, one of them, was a little bit high, and somebody took a picture, snapped a picture, and sent it all the way to Puerto Vallarta. So I already know about all these things, but I try to do my best, and I'm telling you, I love the job, but it's just for me. Being out in the road and seeing, you go to the cerro, you see all those animals, that's awesome. So anyway, I'm just saying that don't get into any big ruckus about me. I can do without the job, okay? I have my kids that are still babies, even though they're grown up, I still just don't even care. So, whatever you decide, make sure it's just, okay? Make sure that what you're doing is for the right reasons. And don't lie to me because I'm a very old man. And besides being an old man, I've taught kids that I could see through their hope, their faith, and I could see when they were doing wrong and when they were doing right. So don't lie to me. Don't tell me that you didn't do something when you did it. Let's man up, okay? Because I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to do my job. I don't take breaks when I'm doing my job. One thing that I don't take breaks because a man as old as I am, if I take a break, when I get up again, it's going to be an all starting all over again. So I don't take breaks. I just kind of go through the whole thing. When I go to the park in La Mesa, man, and that's the first time that I went, I thought I was going to die. There's no way I could clean this mess. But I did it. I cleaned it up, and I had time to do some little nice things for the men that are working over there in the scene. So I'm just telling you, don't get into it. I just came over because I wanted to see what it was all about. But David has been great to me. He's been great to me. So I don't want him to feel, like he's got to do something wrong. He's done it great for me. And the boys in there, I call him boys because I guess I'm the oldest in the road and bridge. They call him Mr. B now. So the person that they come to me, that's from school. Mm-hmm. That's what they call me. So I'm just telling you that I'm fine, okay? Probably, even if I didn't work, I'd pick up the trash. Because I hate to see my brother all messed up. And the people are going to ask. They're going to ask.
Right.
Because I've heard enough people telling me things. Even the people in Tennessee that come over for just a little bit. They come over and thank you. They want to go help people. Because they said, what you do is they work with the two of us. They want you to go out and help people. Anyway, I'll be taking more time. You
Thank you, sir, so much. Well, I also think that because there's no policy that states that, you know, being supervisor of the road and bridge, you have to come into the office, or come into the road and bridge every morning. That's another thing to consider. We're 2017, where people work out of satellite offices. They even work out of their homes, you know, but they work out of their vehicles also. It all depends. We nitpick or get the job done, one or the other. Commissioner, anything else?
No, ma'am.
All right, so what do we have here? Are we going to keep Mr. Villarreal on the 28 hours with probably discussing how we're going to supervise him? We're going to go with the recommendation of Mr. Guerra based on safety issues, because that is his recommendation, or do we have another idea?
So 28 hours?
He doesn't want the 28 hours.
He doesn't want it. Oh, he doesn't want 28 hours. Okay. Well, then we'll
you do not want 28 hours?
No.
What do you want?
Not if you have to come over here, right?
Not if he has to come over here.
Okay, well, I guess I'll make a motion on David, our supervisor from Road and Bridge's recommendation.
Okay, recommendation. What about you, Vargas?
The same. I'll go with David's recommendation.
Okay. Commissioner?
I go on him getting 28 hours and...
Not supervised?
Yep.
You go against it?
Yes.
Tony?
Tony?
Commissioner?
Thank you.
My
recommendation to David, so he's going to be working 28 hours, right? You want him to work 28 hours, not 10 hours, but if he were staying, he's gonna, still going to report to Road and Bridge, right? Okay.
Commissioner Tony Martinez, what did you decide?
For him to report to the Road and Bridge?
So he would have to come to town.
Excuse me?
He would have to report in person, physically over here, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, like always, I say that that's ridiculous because we've been doing it with 10 hours. Increasing his time is not going to make a difference. He can get hurt in a second and one as soon as he walks out on his 10-hour, on his 10-hour per weekday. But do I have a motion to act on giving him 28 hours, which he's not going to come into town, so you're declining the 28 hours, correct, in town? Okay. All right.
Because it defeats the purpose of him working in Encino. He's not going to be working in Encino.
Monday? There's so many ways you can supervise. Okay. Is there, okay, so motion, who made the motion?
I did.
Okay, Martina, second.
Second.
Second, Garza. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-2. All right.
Okay, can I comment on that motion that I did not get?
No, it's already
over. No, it's already
over. Can't comment no more. It's already over.
I'm not going to comment on the actual motion, sir. I'm going to comment after the fact.
Okay. You can comment. I'll give you that.
I just want it on record and in the minutes that on Tuesday I made a phone call. We had a phone call conversation, and I was informed by a commissioner that I was not going to get this motion, that Mr. Barrial would not be getting the hours. So that being said, that is not supposed to happen, okay? Commissioners should not be discussing what's going to come to commissioner's court beforehand. And this issue was discussed because I was informed on Tuesday that I was not going to get this motion.
Who informed you, sir?
Mr. Martinez.
What did Mr. Martinez tell you?
That he wasn't going to get the 28 hours.
No, but he said...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you already have.
But the thing
you
is,
already have Mr. Guerra intimidated, so he's not going to take my side. He was there.
Mr. Guerra, are you intimidated by Mr. Martinez?
What's going on?
That was just a comment, and that's it.
We made a motion. It should have died right there.
Exactly.
Well, this was a comment after the fact.
Sometimes, hold on. Sometimes.
No.
We make motions, we do this, and you all still talk.
No, ma'am.
So,
no, ma'am.
Come on.
Yes, no.
All right, let's go on to line item 5.
No.
Discuss, consider an act on rescinding the motion made on October. Yes, ma'am. Three took the recommendation, two didn't. Yes, which you declined. And the motion was just to discuss on.
The recommendation.
It should have, on the recommendation. Yes, on the recommendation, yes. Okay. Line item 5, discuss, consider an act on rescinding the motion made on October 16, 2017. Line item 4, discuss, consider an act on a resolution nominating two representatives from Brooks County to serve as Brooks County Appraisal District Directors for the years of 2018-2019 per motion made by the regular commissioners court meeting held on October 10, 2017. Line item 35 submitted by Commissioner Garza.
Good afternoon. I drew up a letter for the court today for the nomination that we had on the, I can't recall the date of the meeting, the 10th?
16th.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to go ahead and read the letter to the court. Dear Honorable Judge and Commissioner's Court, thank you for the nomination for the 2018-2019 Brooks County Appraisal District Directors. But fortunately, I must respectfully decline the nomination. While I was very interested in the opportunity, I find that it would be a conflict of interest due to my position as Chief Deputy Tax Assessor Collector. However, I greatly appreciate the Commissioner's Court for considering me, and I am honored that you would take your time to choose me for such a significant role. Again, thank you, and I hope that you understand my decision.
Okay. I need a motion to approve her.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 6, discuss, consider an act on a resolution nominating two representatives from Brooks County to serve as Brooks County Appraisal District Directors for the year 2018-2019, submitted by Commissioner Garza. Okay, we already have Noe, so I think my nomination would be Ms. Elva Ray, Silvestre County Clerk, for the second one. I'm sorry?
I wanted to nominate Elva Ray also.
Okay.
And she will accept the nomination.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a motion to approve Ms. Silva?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas and Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.